Ladies and gentlemen, hosting the Brit Awards 2010 tonight, he's here, it's Mr. Peter Kay!
Hello, everybody.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Britain.
Hiya.
A lovely hug there that Peter and Dave just had.
It's a lovely warm hug.
Yeah, it's a lovely that.
Have you got a new coat on?
No, I've got it. No, I've had this last time.
Okay.
Yeah, I had one of them and I went Paddy's house.
Right.
And I left it.
Oh.
And then I went to the doctor's the other week and doctor said, oh, I saw Paddy in Tesco and he had that coat on because I bought another one because I knew I'd never get it back. Because when you leave anything at Paddy's house, you just never see it again. I could rattle off a list.
Really?
He's took over years, and including a DVD player.
Give over.
Yeah, and a box set of Kirby Enthusiasm. That went. I bought that again. Can I borrow these? Give me any DVDs I can borrow upstairs.
Never lend DVDs out.
Oh,
I've still got your Seinfeld book that you lent me years ago, 10 or 11 years ago.
Oh, ridiculous!
And we were still
never lend DVDs.
So you were out in my court. Then he swore blind. He said he's got a court similar, but he's a kleptomaniac.
Have you seen his Saturday night TV show?
I have indeed, yeah.
I have an image of you and Susan sitting on the sofa at home.
Yeah.
Right? Watching it. And week one, because he's your mate, you go, let's watch Paddy's show. And I reckon 10 minutes in, you're sitting there nudging Susan, talking under your breath, going, what's he doing this for?
No, but to be fair,
the first time you watch it, you go, this is garbage, this, isn't it?
Oh, no, come on.
No, but then it gets fun with the lights
ace.
And all
I
that.
Think it's brilliant.
Oh, I do.
No likey.
The thing is, Patrick is going to be the king of the catchphrase for me. And he's a new Bruce Forsyth, and he's going to be the king of the catchphrase that has no sense or ending. Like the end one. Lights out, all out. And I'm waiting for another line, and then there's a crash zoom, and that's it's over. But I know, but that what I love about it is, that is him, how he is down to a T. There's no... He's forever coming out with catchphrases that
really?
Make no sense. Mm. He's been like that for years.
Let the hounds see the dogs!
Yeah, all that, He does that when we're out having something to eat. He'll just shout things out like that.
Is he all right? You seen him recently? Or do you not go around to his house anymore?
No, I went out with him the other week for something to eat.
Oh.
Yeah, he got engaged. So we went out for something to eat.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We went out, that were lovely.
Oh.
And then we're going...
he's not engaged to one of the girls off the show, is he?
No. He's engaged to beautiful Christine.
Oh.
Very lovely.
Nice.
And then he's coming to the Brits tonight.
Oh. Hmm? Do you get a table at the Brits? When you host, what are the perks?
The perks?
Yeah, what do you get? Do you get, like, your own table?
No.
Really?
I don't know.
So where's Susan sitting?
She's, well, nowhere if it don't stop snowing in Bolton. can I just say hello to Charlie and Finlay? Hello.
Hello, Charlie and Finlay.
Hello, Charlie and Finlay.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Up at 5:30. Tut, tut, tut. Anyway,
why were they up at 5:30?
Just where they get up.
Running around.
Finlay watches Job Finder.
For Paddy.
He watched all them sign programmes. Because they go under the impression in this country that anyone who's deaf's got insomnia.
Right.
Anyway. Stuff all that excited. You know what I mean?
They're always on late, aren't they?
They're always on at 2:00 in the morning. Signed. It's bad enough that you've got to live with being deaf. You've got to sit up all night and can't sleep. Watch Law and Order UK. I've got to stay up to 4:00 in the morning. My son's always trying to knock him off at corner at screen. He's a get her off screen, like banging it with his hand. Anyway.
But I would have thought, as you're hosting the Brits, they'd have gone, now, look, you get your own table, so you can invite a few friends down, some family and stuff.
Yeah.
None of that? Have you asked?
Not really, no. I've just got on with it.
Do you know if you're getting paid or anything?
I'm being paid. First things first. You know what I mean? I'm not daft. I just rang James Corden and said, what did you get? And then did that way.
I did.
He told me a list of what I shouldn't do.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, do's and don'ts.
Did that include doing the Brits?
That was the biggest one in felt tip.
Any tips? Yeah, don't do it.
But, you know, they've asked me. Actually, they have asked me every year for the last few years, and I've always said no because it's kiss of death.
Right.
But well,
it's, not the, it's not the kiss of death. It's just a
it's
very...
It's like doing a Bond theme.
Well, it's not like some, you know, people are still... It's a thankless task, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, in the sense that, like, you get all the fans at the front, and they love it, and that's brilliant. And people watching at home, mm-hmm. and they love
You're
it.
A bit bitter, though, and cynical. Go on.
No, I'm not. Well, I know.
Go on,
but
say it.
It's all the record company people on the on the tables.
Yeah, that's... you won't say what you just said in another room. But
No. Seriously. It's carnage out there. It really is. And
well,
everyone's
you know, but
drunk
you just talk
and...
to cameras at people at home. You don't bother about all them.
If you, I tell you what, it's snowing in Bolton. If you think there's a lot of white flying around up there, you wait until you walk around the record company tables tonight.
I see what he's saying. You don't want an actor.
I'll be there.
Well,
there are no snow in where I am.
No, there'll be no snow where you are. Okay. You're a good boy.
Exactly. He's a very good boy.
Yeah, he is.
Like us all. We all.
So, so that's tonight. But I went yesterday and did like a run through.
Now, are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'll be nervous. Oh, yeah. Of course I will. When I walked out yesterday and I saw the size of the place, I went, oh. But it's too late now.
Yeah.
Unless I've kind of come down with some kind of stomach bug. There's nothing I can do.
Have you written all the your stuff? You know what you're doing?
Yeah, it's all written. Yeah, everything's written.
Quite excited.
And it's all, I've been through it. But a lot of it, you can't write because, and I know, I did it yesterday and I cut a lot of it out because it doesn't work. You're better off just getting on and getting off, not trying to be
No.
You know you are. You've got to go
on
the
I want to see
floor.
You on it. I want to
You've
see you.
You've got to do some of
you know.
The routine, surely, don't you?
What?
Do you not do some of, you know...
You'll come on and go, so, anyway, do 5 minutes.
I thought you did.
Yeah,
do the bullseye bit.
No.
I thought you'd have...
You ever do your biscuit, you see, and it breaks? You ever do that? It's murder, isn't it? You have to back the edges off Rich, so you can't get them in your cup.
Right, just before Lady Gaga, any requests? Yeah.
Where are you? It's the only woman I know who buys the clothes at IKEA. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah, see, this is what I want, because I'm not going. I'm going to stay in and watch it tonight. This is what I want to see.
Oh, well, you'll get some of that, yeah. Here they are. JLS. Sale ends Monday.
There you go. Love it.
Friendly recliners.
There are more performers at this year's Brits than there are awards.
Yeah, there are a lot of performers.
There's
I know.
Only like 7-8 awards.
Because when I was writing it last week, I've got to keep going. And now, another musical treat.
Yeah.
And here's another one. And another one.
So you get the list.
Yeah.
Do you intro all the performers or some or just some of them? Because I know they have guest presenters.
No, the first one's just on and then I come off the back of that.
So when you get the list and you go, right... I need to write an intro for Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
That must be tough to try and get a gag in about Alicia Keys.
Yeah, well, Jay-Z were artist.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know what, but right for him. I've just wrote, he's my nan's favourite, young Jason Zed.
There you go. Well, see, that'll
do. With hits that I can't read out on ITV. Including Hard Knock Life, because he's a big fan of Annie.
That's
and
right.
Money Cash Hoes, which is very popular on the school run. That's it. And
in keeping with the great Brits tradition, you know when they have the guest presenters come out, there's always at least one that we don't know who it is. Mm. It's always an actor.
There's about six tonight. I don't really know who they were. I get on that IMBD or whatever it is, that thing, and look them up. Yeah, that's it.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see you on the Brits.
No, it'd be good tonight, though.
Yeah.
There's some people I'm presenting that I've never met, so that'd be good, because when they come on, I want to talk to them, but then I don't want to do that horrible thing where you've got to go, oh, you know, so are things, and everyone's just, it's just cringe-worthy when you have that exchange, so I think I'll just kind of sail over, back. I'll probably meet them all this afternoon, so I'll have a chat to them then.
They always hug and kiss each other, don't they?
Yeah, I know, and I'm a bit like, will they try and kiss me on both cheeks?
Yeah, Peter's
left in mid-air.
He doesn't like contact.
You see, you can't do that.
He doesn't like contact.
Shake hands and that's it.
Yeah. You know, Charlize Theron will come on or something like that. She goes, give him a kiss, people like that. Get off me! Don't even know who you are.
Never met you, love.
Who's that? Who'll come on?
I don't know. Made someone up. Charlize Theron. I don't know who's... I don't know who's giving out any of the awards. I haven't heard anything.
Sure. I don't know what I've signed.
Yeah, we got an email from the head of the Brits saying that's fine.
Mm. What's fine?
So you can announce some of the winners, they said.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who's won. I don't know who's won. They've kept that from me.
But you don't need to know, do you?
No, I know there's a lifetime achievement. Everyone thinks it's going to Garibaldi. It's actually going to Aswad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So they're doing like a medley of their hits at the end.
Don't Turn Around. That's Shine.
Shine, yeah. And they're doing a cover of China Black.
Oh, what, Searching?
Yeah. You know that one that... Yeah, Searching, yeah.
I thought that...
Hang on, we've got to go to the news.
Someone told
Dave,
me...
we've got to go to the news. Okay, we're so late for the news.
Oh, it's 7 minutes late.
I know. Well, we're just early for the 9:30.
All right.
Looking at it that way. Is that right, Dominic?
Absolutely spot on.
All right. Well, more from Mr. Peter Kay. If you have any questions for Peter, once again, we don't necessarily need to use them. 81199 if you want to text in. Start your text with the word Peter.
Yeah.
And then we'll know it's for him.
Let's see what's happening in the world.
We do have some questions already from our Facebook page. Is that for the Chris Moore Show Facebook page? Oh, okay. So questions for Peter coming up later. Woo! The winner is... Manfred Mann!
That's nice. Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Here comes the news with Dominic very late. It's Peter's fault. It's 8:38.
8:41 now.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you, Tina.
Sorry.
Hey, we're here.
I've got a bit of an echo in these headphones.
Sorry, hang on.
Is it because they're from Tandy?
How's that?
There you go. No, nothing happened.
No, we should have done.
Didn't. They should have changed.
No, I sound like I'm on some kind of megaphone.
Oh, you're not Dominic.
I'll try these ones.
Sorry. It's because it's a digital desk, Peter.
All right.
I've got echo ones.
Oh, yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Now, can you hear me?
That's it. You want to go faster? Friend of mine has just been sacked off Dodgems. He's doing them for fun for dismissal.
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Thank you. Spring collection.
How's that tour selling?
It's you know, and I want to say publicly, thank you, all of you, because I genuinely believe with all my heart, that X Factor build-up that you gave me that day... tipped it over the edge.
Well,
it went a bit mental.
Was it all sold out?
Yes.
Wow, look at that.
It is.
It's enormous. Them
first four nights are gone. and the rest. So there you go.
So how many dates is it now that you've announced, do you know?
It's 80 arenas.
80 arenas?
Yes.
80?
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep you busy.
It will, yeah.
Tell you what, you're going to need a new Sky Plus box. You're going to miss so much telly.
Oh, it's not that bad. I'm off a lot.
Well, okay.
And then when I'm in Manchester, I don't have to go till...
that's true.
You know, 8. And then I'll be home for Dexter.
You'll have that journey timed down to a T.
Oh, and then to
door
a T.
Door to door. How many minutes from the front door of your house?
Well, I'm like that now, and I always say, Manchester, it's only 10 minutes up road. You knew that if you live near someone. You know damn well it's 40. You go like, it's 10 minutes up the road. It's only 10 minutes.
It takes me 13 minutes to get to work in the morning if the traffic lights go my way.
Really?
Yep, 13 minutes.
13? Soldier.
And I know that...
Yeah, soldier.
Soldier.
Yeah, but, but you can't say coin.
I can.
You can't.
Coin. Coin.
Coin.
Coin. There, see?
Yeah,
same.
It's a Scouse thing. That. So...
Boarded on Cong.
Is where he?
Yeah.
Oh, you've travelled. It's like Highlander.
Coin.
He'd no accent, had he?
Yeah.
Highlander.
Oh, yeah.
Not from anywhere.
So everything good in your life? You're happy? You're excited about the tour?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the tour. I've got some warm-up nights I'm doing. I'm doing them in aid of Haiti.
Very good.
Let's do, you know...
That's
spread
nice
a bit of love
do.
And make some money. That's a nice thing.
Nice thing.
So I'm doing them, and they're near to where in the northwest region of Britain.
Can people go to those or not?
I hope so. I'm standing on my own. I'll stand. Please people, God, well, the warm up shows.
Go to the
me.
Website or anything and get tickets.
Well, no, they'll be on. I've got one of them things on FaceTube. On Facebook.
Right.
A page, whatever it is.
You're not into that, are you?
No, but I see, I know, I'm embracing the modern world, so it's on there if you want to, you know.
Are you on Twitter or not?
I can't work it out. My mate does it, Paul, who's in another room.
Right, okay.
I can't get my head around it. I think it's all going to implode.
And does he write, "Hey up, it's Peter here"?
No, no.
Do you dictate to him?
A what?
Do you dictate to him?
I've had a moment. Can we say that? I'm not homophobic. I'm not scared of my house. It's, no, yeah, we what? No. Right. I just say, yeah, I tell him what to, he puts it on. Yeah,
it's dictation, it's
called. That's it, yeah. I'm thinking of little machines. Yeah.
Right, no.
So we do that. And then, so they'll be announced in the next, weekend or something. I'm doing some locally.
All right, lovely.
Yeah.
Can I come and see? Can I come watch?
Yeah, oh, hang on. Let me get going.
What do you mean, let me...
I've done some already. These are some more, but I've got a, you know... Don't come to the first few. Just give me 3 nights.
Yeah, but what? Right. But you know, I'm not gonna critique you.
No, but you know what I mean. It's like having when you've got people in who you know. It's worse.
Well, I won't tell you what night I'm coming.
What, like a mystery shopper?
Yeah, mystery shopper. You have them at Netto. You're proper on edge with everybody.
And then you could tell Peter afterwards about, you know, which one you came to and give your scores.
I went to the so-and-so night when the woman shouted. You go, oh, that was a good night. Then.
Oh, yeah, well done.
You've won a free crate of Magnus.
Well, you're more than welcome to come.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So Brits tonight and not much else happening, really.
No.
Looking forward to the show tonight. That'll be a bit of an adventure.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Paddy coming down tonight?
Yeah, we've just done all this.
No, I know.
You've got early stages of dementia.
Well, you see, we have different audiences tuning in at different times.
Yeah. All right, I see. Anyway.
Have you seen Paddy's new show? We're going to do the whole thing again.
He's took my coat. A friend of mine just been sacked off Dodgems. He's doing him for full fur dismissal.
I've heard that, yeah.
Snowing in Bolton, isn't it?
It is snowing, yeah.
Do you want some questions?
Yeah, well, go on then.
Caroline Patterson says, can you ask Peter to say hello to me at the Manchester MEN? I'm going to see him on May the 20th.
Right. Of course, well, that's in.
Remember that. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah. Caroline Patterson, Rob's sister.
Yeah. There you go. Faye Thompson says, how terrified are you about tonight at the Brits?
Yeah, I'm a bit scared.
You'll be fine, though.
Oh, I'll be all right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I'll be okay.
Happy
I'll be
all place. Right
for, yeah, are you watching, love?
Yeah.
Yeah, there I'm going to try and see if I can get away with going. So, how are things, Courtney, love? See if she twigs.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her what she's giving up for Lent. I'm giving up chocolate and paintballing.
Okay.
Yeah. Not together.
Oh, yeah. Don't get away with it, then.
Jack Giles says, Marmite, are you a lover or a hater?
I've never had it.
Never had it?
No.
Neither have I.
No.
I don't like the look of it, though.
No. Hang on, you can't say that you've hated if you've never tried it.
I don't like the smell.
What?
I don't like the smell of it.
Never had it. Happy Pancake Tuesday to everybody.
And to you.
Yeah.
Sarah Williams-Webber says, can you add more dates to the tour?
I don't know.
Right, okay. He doesn't
Let's
know.
Start it first and see what happens.
Next question. She also says, what's happening with Max and Paddy?
Well, Paddy's nicked me caught. I've right, mentioned that.
That's it. There's a big massive falling out now.
I don't know. It's... We wrote two specials, actually. We wrote in 2004, we wrote two one-hour specials, and then I became a father and thought, that's that, I'm not shaving my head again. So we never filmed them, so they're still there, and I'm very happy with them. One's a Christmas special, and one's where we discover that Paddy's related to a circus family, which we never did. We had Terry Wogan playing the baddie.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. See, now I want to see it.
We wrote it and everything. It was great. Very good. They get locked in a hamper overnight and they wake up in an hamper. They go on like a kind of a stag do. Someone dies in Paddy's family, so we have to go back to Ireland. And we end up, the hearse breaks down, so we have the coffin on the table in the back of the motorhome. And then we take it, and then we end up waking up in a hamper and we're in the back of the circus. So the only clothes we have are... The clothes round us in this room, and we go to the funeral late, and we both walk in tap shoes, and there's a woman crying, and I go to give her a handkerchief, and it won't stop coming out. and then I go to the other pocket and get this handkerchief out, and it's a dove.
Nice.
But we never filmed it, so there you go.
Well, right, well, it's on the back burner.
Yeah, it's there,
if you need it.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, if you need your windows doing or something.
No, I really would like to do it, but the only problem I've got is if I do it, I have to insist that Paddy wears a wig because he's got to look like he did in the other series for continuity reasons. Mm. He can't look like he does now. He looks too much like Mac. Unless I go on like this and he grows a beard and we've just like swapped heads, it won't work. So I've told him he will only do it if he agrees and actually signs a contract to say he will wear a wig.
He'll wear a wig, won't he, Paddy?
Yeah. Everyone will know it's a wig, but therein lies the humour.
It's acting.
It's acting.
It's not make-believe. It's fine.
It's just acting. At least it's decked in.
No, it's acting. Yeah.
Do you know what DOS is?
DOS.
You're just dossing about. DOS.
Yeah, doing nothing, yeah.
Art and PE were DOS lessons.
Yeah. I know that is.
I just wondered.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, while we're at it, well, do you know what Mischievous Night is?
The bonfire night, isn't it?
Was the night before bonfire night?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, not where I live. It's every night.
No. Laura says, how many bedrooms does your mum's bungalow have?
One, two, three. Two.
And how many? How many of them?
Hell, you... Laura, what do you want? My pin number.
How many of you? How many of them have you decorated?
Me, none.
None.
No. The hell? What else does she want? Kidney?
I'm just saying.
Bennett, love.
We're just asking questions.
Yeah. Nosy questions, Laura. Ooh, this is dead air. Fill it quick. No, friend of mine's just been sacked off Dodgems. he's doing a funfair dismissal. Come on.
I'm trying to find good questions for you.
Well, go on then.
But then
they're all girls. Girls.
Yeah, but you don't want me to ask all of them because I know what you like.
All right, okay. Well, why don't you play a song and then scan them?
All right, boss. I'll tell you what, do you know what? I might go to the Brits tonight and just when you're doing intro, I might go to that. Just get the band on, Peter.
Don't shout out Funfair Dismissal.
Funfair Dismissal.
Oh, I'll be stood there. A friend of mine did that once in Phoenix Nights. He had to say, tell this joke about a bloke who was in an hotel and he got up and he ate loads of beans and then he had more beans and then he went up and threw himself off tower. Long joke, went on for ages. And he threw himself off Blackpool Tower and the police went round to the hotel and said, what happened to that fella? He was stopping here, I believe. She says, I don't know. She said, he was full of beans this morning. Right. But he went on for ages and ages and he got right as a punchline and someone shouted out, he was full of beans. Oh, and it was so funny because he just stood there and he just really in tears.
Right, listen. Because I know you got a big day ahead of you with the Brits, we're going to give you a little bit of fun this morning to ease you into your day, and I'm going to give you...
We're in a competition.
We're going to give you a Peter Kay music quiz in a couple of records' time.
Yeah,
you up for that?
I love anything
you'll
like
be all
that. No one does that, only you.
How many we got?
Seven
tracks.
Ooh,
don't
top
bust
seven.
The gut, will you? You'll get them in 8 seconds.
One he won't.
Let's find out.
Is it you singing something? Yeah. Is that why?
No, probably.
We don't hear him singing. Seriously.
Okay.
All right. Well, look. Let's play a couple of records, and then we'll be back with Peter and his music quiz on BBC Radio 1.
All right.
It's 8:52.
Yeah.
No, that's for the weirdos, so we're not doing that one.
Oh,
we're on. Is that where you go?
I didn't know you've even been.
Sorry, you're just talking about something.
Been private. Where?
Doesn't matter. I'm not saying it on the air. Okay. Private information about me and Alan and a hot date. Jay-Z and Empire State of Mind. So we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to do Peter's music quiz, which Matt Fincham has set up. So if we can get some written questions and some audio questions as well, so we'll do that next.
And I'd like to dedicate this song to my dear friend Marie, and Steve and all the family, and this is for you for a very tough day. Here we go.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. You got the love I need to see me through.
Florence of the Machine, and You Got the Love.
Coming at you, Radio 1.
There's DJ, PK there. There he is.
These headphones have gone weird.
Oh, that's the other one.
Now you put the wrong ones on.
You put the Echo ones on.
Right, that's better.
Imagine that'd be a great radio show, you. Hey, coming at...
Can't hear myself.
Here we go. Charlie FM coming in your ears.
Have you ever done a radio show?
No. I did one at Christmas with Pete Waterman. Like a Christmas Day show.
What was that for?
It were for, can I say?
Yeah.
It were for real radio.
What was the point of that?
He asked me, texted me and went, I'm doing a show Christmas Day, would you do it? And I went, yeah,
who
all right.
Listens to that? What are you there for?
It were a laugh. I really enjoyed it, actually.
Just a waste of your time.
Does he still have steam trains?
Yeah, loads. Lovely fella. And we just played Christmas songs and talked about it. Well, I played Christmas songs. He played Dance with Devil, Cozy Powell. Anyway. And taught them. Tried to say it reminded him of Christmas. I don't know what kind of Christmas is he had. Something from Wicker Man, it sounds, I think.
I'm trying to find...
Not the Nicolas Cage version.
No, the original.
The original.
I'm trying to find some quiz-type music for the quiz to get you in the mood.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what you're best doing with that.
What?
Doing it on Earth.
What?
Doing it on her now, like
on her.
Do it on her now. Don't like do on, it when on. Don't her. Do it when song's on and then go next door and eat pizza.
I don't understand.
And we can see you on camera on right. telly.
I didn't have any pizza.
Can we
some,
just tell you what happened? Chris Miles went out
pizza.
The room and there's a big television here and we could see him sneaking pizza on the telly. And you know what? It was funny. We're watching me and Dave. And he's actually bent over looking no, round.
If you look to the left of that picture, Peter, you can see us. You see, look.
Lies. Yeah,
there,
yeah,
like yeah, a waving. Lies.
Public information yeah. film we were watching there.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
And now, it's time for Peter Kay's Music Quiz. Will Peter get all the songs right? Only time and Peter will tell.
What's this? It's like the theme tune Escape to Folk Island or something.
Fort Boyard.
Yeah.
With Leslie Grantham.
Angel, I think.
Remember that? Fort Boyard.
Oh, God.
I never
yeah.
saw it. I remember
the
title.
Is that him and Messenger?
Yeah, they're on some fort somewhere, like, and they were acting like it was some out of some... I don't know.
It was legally different to the Crystal Maze, wasn't it?
Like Crystal Maze outdoors. That's what
now, it's time for Peter Kay's Music Quiz. Can Peter get all the songs right?
Load.
Someone's got the wrong. This is Animal Hospital.
It's like an on-air pilot. This.
It sounds like Animal Hospital meets Cagney and Lacey.
It's not. It's not. That's it? The right CD. I'm sorry about that.
It's time for Animaniacs.
It's stuck on A. Right. What we'll do. I'm going to play.
All Creatures Great and Small. That's next.
That's on CD one.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought we were having, like, pop, like, TV.
No, we are. We are. Would you just relax?
All right.
I need to find some tension. Okay? And then we're ready with the game.
2 minutes past nine, have you got Duke Newt? Or you do it half hour? Yeah. It's like Red Rolls,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, 9:30 is the next one.
Do you want to know why that is, by the way?
They don't have October, they have Rocktober.
Do you want to know why Radio 1 does the news on the half hour?
Don't know.
Because in the old days, in the early days of Radio 1 and Radio 2,
yeah.
they only had one newsreader. Right, so they did the Radio 2 news at, say, 11 in the morning, and then he had to run over to Radio 1 and read the news at half 11, then he'd run back to Radio 2 and read it at midday.
You should do a prime-time hour-long show about radio.
Yeah,
that is interesting.
But, you know, walking around in, like, a big, long overcoat.
Right.
Just walking around, like, radio broadcasting house and that, and walk up and go, funny, you see that in the early day? And just, I think I would, not only would I find it informative, yeah. I'd find it humorous.
Yeah.
In a kind of that programme you do where you look back at your family yeah. kind of way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got news for you. End of March, BBC Two. Yeah. Now.
Almost
so,
exactly
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
But try and combine it with embarrassing illnesses if
no,
you can.
No, I'm not doing the mixture.
Yeah, do that. Walk along. Say that and then get your penis out and go, look at this.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm really suffering. It's all right, Alan, you can say that.
Yeah, you can.
It's half term.
It's medical.
Come on. They're not up till why don't you? So don't worry.
Right, ready for your music quiz?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play you a little bit of a song.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
That's awful, that programme, isn't it?
Which one? Why don't you?
See, I've had this affliction for a few years. I'm not wanting to talk about it, but here you go. Like that other week, that fell on it with Bent.
Right.
Honest to God.
Right.
I'm eating lasagna, I read. Go on. I need to see that. Here we go.
Here is track number one.
Ebony and Ivory. Ebony and Ivory. March 82, that.
Oh,
March 82. It got number two behind it. Ain't no pleasing you, Chaz and Dave.
Good Lord. See? He's on fire.
First one, six Sorry. More.
Okay. Come
on. Clip number two.
Pump Up the Jam.
Ooh.
It is Pump Up the Jam. Get up, get busy. Oh, no, it's not. Technotronic. It sounds like Pump Up the Jam, doesn't it?
It does sound like Pump Up the Jam.
Because I've got a version with Pinky and Perky singing it, and that's exactly the same. I wish I had my laptop. I left it. No, I'll not say where I've left it. The room will get robbed.
Left it on the train.
Yeah, I've left a radio on it in my hotel room.
Right here.
I won't say where I've left it, but my hotel room would be locked.
I'll never find it. It's much of the name Rudolph. Right.
Go on.
Question number three.
Oh, easy.
Two steps forward and three steps back. Opposites attract. Paula Abdul. Yeah. Yeah, she never got anywhere.
Now, who was it?
Paula Abdul.
And who did the rap?
No, I don't know that. You did it.
No, it wasn't me.
That's how you started off.
Yeah. MC Cat.
Oh, yeah. Cat, we want you to rap.
No, a different one. Right, next.
Sweetest thing, you two.
Oh, he's on fire.
What, you're a bit old. These are a bit old. I'd lost it by now. Go on, keep going. I'm right? We're fading now.
Question five.
Model Kraftwerk. She's a model and she's
looking good. It's good, isn't he?
Next. Rain Man.
I'll do your cathedral from memory if you want. Oh, Shadow Black, is it? What is it?
No!
Shine! Oh, yeah, they're on tonight. Lifetime Achievement Award. I hope I don't say Aswad, I'm going to say Aswad. That's how you've got this. That's the proper.
Aswad.
That's in their language. Aswad.
Right, I didn't know that.
Yeah?
Aswad.
Aswad.
All right, okay. Well,
it's like Bruce Forsyth and Jimmy Tobuk. Ronnie Corbett. Ronnie Corbett, you've got to say. In the business.
Yeah.
Don't call him Corbett.
No,
Ronnie Corbett.
He doesn't even answer, does he?
He does. He just carries on walking.
Just think something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Next track.
Gew and Cry. It's Looking for Linda. Looking for an awful lot. Spend half and pound on one pack of ciggies. That's no lyric.
That's why he also mentions down to Leeds Central.
Down to Leeds.
No one calls it Leeds Central.
Down to Leeds Central. He literally wrote that on train. They rung him up and said Polydor, wherever it was. You need another song off you. On my way down on train, I'll have it for when I get around Houston.
I'll have it by crew.
I'll have it by crew. You watch.
All right, two more. You're on a roll so far.
Oh, this is Stay 17. That's not a Christmas song. Just because it's brought out at Christmas, don't
it's
mean
it's got sleigh bells in it.
It has, yeah, but it's the video. I can't stand that video. I see it all the time. VH1, they give it that with arms out and the big coats on. It's just proper dace. It knocks me sick.
Last one?
Yeah. Did you do it really?
Oh, this is the one that you put in, isn't it?
Oh, well, I don't know that, do I? If it's N-dubs.
No.
Don't know. It sounds like a theme from Rockford Files, if truth be told. What is it?
Down. Daft Punk.
Well, you've lost me. Anything after 2004, you've lost me.
Do you know, I could play this game all day with Peter. Well, here's the sad thing. I know Peter can play it as well.
Can we not play no more? Is that it now?
Well, we got...
Shot our
lord. We've got questions without music, if you want just questions. Or does it need to be...
No, you've sucked the fun out of it, haven't you? you've got to have the sounds, haven't you? Just grab No 12 and stick it on. That's up for best album tonight. It is.
Along with Now 14.
They've been voting. Listeners of Radio 2 and viewers of Razzle have been voting for the best album of the last 30 years.
Can't believe we didn't get nominated for anything at the Brits this year. I'm very surprised by that.
No 12.
No 12.
You want to see people are coming up for it. 56 of them are taking to the stage. That's what show's got another hour, they all come up.
I'm trying to find some CDs.
You do that just before the interval.
Yeah. No 12.
Hang on, what happened to there? Who's had that?
Oh,
look at that. Someone's taking a bite out of the CD.
Look at that.
There's an actual bite out of it.
We weren't in that pizza, were it?
I didn't have any pizza.
He did.
That CD weren't that pizza base, were
did
it?
You have any pizza this morning?
No, I didn't. But for breakfast,
yeah.
I think I am. Mad.
No, all right,
dragged up.
Alright.
Pizza for breakfast.
Yeah, alright. Right, would you get any of these? Now, this is... Do you want another year? No, you're not going to get any of these.
What year is it?
All right, here we go.
In no time. Don't worry, Kim Appleby.
Wow.
Yeah, got me through many a tough time, that song.
Really?
No.
No. All right, that was right. See, he's on a roll, Alan.
Yes.
By the way, every time we play one of these, Alan's got to write it down.
Yeah, I'll be quiet.
Why, PRS?
Yeah.
Exactly. Kim Appleby on your back, dear.
Next.
Oh, Shocked. Kylie Minogue.
Wrong.
No, it's Shocked. What is it? About the devil you know. Oh, what am I doing?
Peter. Oh. Put the side down.
I thought it was Shocked. Oh, you can't reel off Phil Collins. Yeah. Lovely man. Lovely. Fantastic.
And for a boat.
I don't get it.
You know what we should do?
Bring him back.
And you single-handedly. Stop all this.
I love Phil Collins.
I think he's incredible. Amazing.
Do you know what I did tonight?
What?
I've set up my Christmas present from Sophie, which is my electronic drum kit.
Yeah.
Set it up in front of the big telly. What video do I put on? Oh. Phil Collins live in the air tonight, where he sits on top of the speaker and he sings
on
a
Perkins
mic.
Palace?
And what?
Which one's that? Oh,
Brazil or Rio?
Berlin.
And then he jumps off and he gets to the drums. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
Yeah. Oh. Takes his time though, doesn't he? He's right to it. Sits down. Yeah. Fantastic.
Really good.
Nothing wrong with him.
Sorry, are we still on the air?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Next one.
Oh, coming Eileen. No wedding's complete without it.
He's on a roll. 82. Matt, are you impressed?
Very impressed.
Yeah. Come on, Matt. He looks it.
Matt, you don't even know half the songs of the playlist, and you're in the playlist.
True.
But Look of Love.
Give over.
ABC.
Give over.
Hang on, keep it playing, because this first bit, he's on a horse, Martin Fry, listen. He comes in on a horse, ready? Ready?
Terrible.
Yes!
That's terrible! That is terrible!
He comes in on a horse.
That's terrible!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! That's how I used to imagine that.
Did that used to be the end?
Flying bed, make me on pop videos up.
That's dreadful.
And there's a bit where he talks it, isn't he? He goes, oh, Martin, someday. I love it when they talk and they say their name, because Phil Oakey does it. This is Phil talking, let me tell you. Oh, Phil knows, he'll tell us. Love Action. They quote their own name, I love that. Go on.
I am going.
Oh, you'll never get this.
I don't get this, no. You'll
never get this.
No. Oh, this is Donna Summer.
No.
Can I guess? Time I know it's for real. What is it?
No.
It wasn't Lonnie Gordon, was it?
It was Lonnie Gordon. Oh, well done, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Is anyone still
listening?
Yeah, okay.
Tedious link.
What's this?
A-double-1-double-9. I hope you're enjoying this, by the way. And if you're doing well on the quiz...
We're having a laugh.
This could be new to Channel 4. PDK is...
This is it.
Up you go, up against
and
PDK.
And if you want to put BBC Two on it, middle of that, this is signed.
What are you saying, Alan? What are you shouting at me?
To just link.
Right, we'll any complaints.
Watch this.
Won't be listening.
How about this? Let me test Peter.
Yeah.
One note, and I bet you any money he gets it.
Okay.
You ready? Not that one.
House of Fun.
It was House of Fun.
We're right, though, weren't we? No.
You were right.
Go on. Rick Petit.
No.
You see it in the video, so that's amazing. It's plasticine.
Yeah. Really? Is it?
Incredible.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, plasticine.
I thought it was live action.
Uh-huh. Oh, da-da-da trio.
See?
Da-da-da trio. They've used it in the Abbott for the chocolate bar.
Oh.
John Peel did voice for it.
Really?
Forget about that, don't they?
No.
John Peel this, John Peel that. And trio advert voiceover. Yeah. Oh, undertones and all this. Oh, indie music. Trio advert.
Ready? One note.
Is that not it?
No, this is it. Ready? No, that's not it either.
It's not a note.
The meaning of the lightest. It's filter soul that.
Yes!
Yeah. Right, was that it?
No, I'm not playing anymore.
No. Was that it?
It was it.
Oh.
No, it wasn't the note.
All right. It were a note, though.
No, I know, but you'll get it. It doesn't matter what I play, you're still going to get it.
Please stop now.
No, why?
Oh, come on.
Paper.
Do you not know your PRS rules? Less than a second. You don't need to write it down.
No, you don't need, that's not true. You should work on Pebble Mill, son. You know the score.
Yeah. Less than a second. Hey, they don't get anything.
Something you don't know. He's got an application for me for one show, that lad. Yeah, he's off. He's off.
You ready?
Kingston Town. UB40.
That's great. Look at that. Brilliant.
Oh.
Now, when you do stuff like this...
That's why I'm so pale, isn't it? When I didn't go out of the house.
Does Susan sit at home going, that's my boy? Or does she sit there with her head in her hands going, oh, no, we got it on one go, UB40. Oh.
Yeah, head in her hands. She won't say, that's my boy, would she? Molly Zugden. Which, incidentally, was on R8 on Friday nights.
There you go.
RTV. I just got chippy.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do TD Sling?
I enjoyed that, though. Thank you very much.
We'll come up with more. You're not finished yet.
You know what?
Yet.
I failed all my GCSEs, but today...
You've got an A star in music.
Not that I'm saying you should fail your GCSEs, everybody.
Oh.
Study hard.
Yeah.
Help me.
I got you where you are today.
And just say no, by the way.
Right. Dave Tedious Link, how do you get to today's?
Dave's Tedious Link.
1, 2, 3, 4. Robbie Williams, first solo number one, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
1998.
Aswad. No, Robbie Williams, Millennium.
Robbie Williams, Millennium.
I was a massive Robbie Williams fan at that point. Do you remember? He was like the pop musical version of me, wasn't
That's
he?
What he used to say, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't the radio version of him. He was the pop star equivalent of me.
Robbie Rakim Williams. Not a lot of people know that.
I didn't know that.
Nope.
I never knew that.
Nope.
Are you sure that's right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Alan said, "Oh, can we do Tedious Link?" And a few texts came in saying, "Shut up, Alan, we're loving the quiz." We're enjoying the banter that the nations of Britain.
Well, it's nice to cheer everybody up. A mate of mine just lost his job.
Oh yeah,
worked on Dodgems, and he's doing it for fun for dismissal.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. What's the snow like in Bolton this morning? Do you know?
Apparently it's sticking.
Oh, what is it?
That's all. I hope it don't stick. Is it sticking?
Have you seen Paddy's new TV show on a Saturday night? Take me out.
What, Steal My Coat? That one?
No, not that one. Oh, you're very bitter about the coat.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Is Paddy,
you're coldy. No coaty.
Has he not texted this morning?
He won't be up. You're joking, aren't you? You don't get up till Sullivan's.
If anybody's listening now who knows Paddy McGuinness, if you've got Paddy's mobile, can you text him now saying, Peter wants his coat back. Actually, no, text him saying that we gave him a really hard time on the air this morning.
There's a lot of different mobiles floating about for Paddy.
Oh, really?
So there'll be a lot of cul-de-sacs. Okay.
Is he one of those people that has several? Because I always think the people who have lots of mobile phones can't be trusted.
Well, I'm saying...
How many have you got, Alad?
One.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, one. No, you don't. You used to have
about
six.
What did you have at the most?
One that you know of.
You used to have about six.
Three was my most.
How many did you have when you were dealing?
Dealing what?
Mobile phones.
Yeah. Used to work at the warehouse.
You got a mobile, Alan? Yeah, what are you after? No, I want your number. All right, sure, yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, so when you go at one show then, you Judas. Yeah, when's that happening?
I don't get that.
Yeah, one show, you don't get it. He's innocent, like he doesn't know. Oh, no, what does he mean, one show? I don't understand. Yeah, Pebble Mill on Smack. That's what it is. When are you going?
One!
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Judas! Judas!
He has no idea what you're talking about.
He's going working at one show. He's got
Are you really going to work at the one show?
He is.
I didn't know that was revealed yet.
Yeah, him and Adrian Childs are like that.
Really?
Mm. Opposites attract.
That's it. Yeah, off he goes.
How was it when you did the one show, Peter?
Oh, did you see it?
Sadly, I couldn't believe it. I missed it. And we'd spoken about it. I know you were really looking forward to it. You were very excited.
It was... I got a call on my home on train. I did it, and I legged it for my train home. And I got a call saying they want to do a story on your paper saying you were drunk and I don't drink. Because I were that hyper. I were hyper because it was one show.
Sure.
And I thought, I've got a... It's live, you know. I've got to, because it's either, you know, they're talking about gas meters or bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? You've got to, like, keep your hand in. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I understand that.
You know what I mean? They do these little, and now we're going to talk about about when we went decimal. Let's look back and see how it affected this country.
Tuesday sees 100 years of the Great British Tram. So we sent Steve Cram on a tram.
Tram? Or,
No, that's it. And he's on, and he said, "I had a go at him because he's." I said, "When he had Brian Adams on, he said to Brian Adams, so Brian, how was your cab ride?"
You'd love
and he
that
went,
line.
"Well, he said I had a little, took me quite a while. Yeah, there's quite a lot of roadworks near a lot of roadworks near Marylebone Road." I thought, that means nothing to me, Adrian. I'm in Bolton. He had that Garfunkel on and Mick Fleetwood, and they showed a little VT about fly fishing.
Yeah.
And then he went, "Do you ever get time for any fly fishing art?" "No, I'm just here to plug the tour."
Did you see Angela Rippon and David Duchovny? They didn't work together either. They had no idea what was going on.
It was brilliant. I saw James Earl Jones, and who else were on? I can't remember. I'm like, what a juxtaposition. How bizarre.
When I did it, there was... Paddy Connell came on and did a video about young offenders who are now picking up litter.
Mm.
And they go to bed, and then Paddy comes on and sits next to me, and then they start talking to him about it. And I'm looking at Christine with my eyes going, please don't ask me anything. I've got nothing. Please don't ask me anything about it. Please don't. And she's looking at me, and she's smiling, going, you know Adrian's going to ask you. And Adrian goes, oh, Chris, what, is this something that you... And I'm like, oh, guys, I have no idea. I don't want to be disrespectful. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I don't know what is going on.
Did you see when Keelty gave out Christine Blakely's phone number?
No,
was a classic episode.
Oh, no, did he?
She wrote it down for him during a video, and he goes, hey, forget it. And then when they came back, she goes, what do you think of that? And he goes, forget that. I just got Christine's phone number. She goes, no, you haven't. He went, yes, I do. Like that.
Oh, that's funny. I bet she'd change it.
Well, anyway, yeah. Here is the exciting news. Now that we're speaking about The One Show, I can reveal that after my successful appearance on The One Show...
Yeah. They hated you, didn't they?
No, yeah. The One Show liked me. I did.
Oh, the audience hated
I
you.
Did, no. I did generate a few complaints on the website. The first one coming in at 5 seconds past 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, the fella hadn't even finished on the trumpet, and already there was a complaint on the website. Mm.
I think it was one of these. Nothing's on. That's why it gets so many viewers. Nothing's on. Nothing's on.
Who killed Archie? Find out in half an hour on BBC One. First of all, Chris Moyles is the guest on tonight's One Show. By that point, there was already a complaint lodged. Already a complaint.
Chris Moyles and the son of Fred West on The One Show.
So, you'd think. Anyway, the good news is, Dave, guess what?
They've not asked you back.
The website did get a certain amount of negativity on there. I will give you that. However, the show peaked at a new record high. And so, therefore, I'm going back on.
Wow. Yay.
Nothing's on. Nothing's on.
I'm going
There's
back
nothing
on.
On. There's nothing on.
I'm going to be welcome to The One Show. My name's Adrian Charles. Very, very depressed and quite frankly confused about this bit.
I said to Adrian, who have you blackmailed to get this job, son?
Because somebody's blackmailed him.
I know.
So now I'm going back on. So the question is, I'm going back on The One Show. Do I do Loose Women?
Yes. You said that all along.
Peter, yeah. Have you ever done Loose Women?
I did it when it was called Live Talk.
Oh, really?
When it first kicked off, and it was the last show before Christmas, and I went on with a load of board games.
Aww. Would you do it now?
I'm never in London.
Right, sure.
Gets me out of a million sins.
It's amazing how no one's found out about that big house you've got in London, right in the city centre, equidistant to BBC
on
ITV and Channel 4.
It's on Pall Mall.
Anyway, listen, Peter, lovely to see you.
Does that mean I'm off?
Well, you can stay. You can actually stay. I don't know. What time's rehearsal?
Well, they want me there for 10, so I'm going to get there about 11.
Do you want to stay?
In a rock star kind of way.
Who's driving?
Who's driving? Yeah. There's a bloke outside with a car and it smells like he's had a wet
dog. Is it not your boy? Is it not your driver? Is it not your man? You'll
be getting a taxi now. What?
He'll have you there in 4 minutes.
Who will?
Your man there.
Gordon. No, I'm just... We'll get there. We've got to go back to Diggs yet.
Have you?
Yeah.
What, back to the YMCA?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've got to go back to his youth hostel.
It's one way between here and there. It's a killer. Just get him to send it in a cab.
I'm going
to
go back there.
Can you stay and play car park catchphrase with Roy Walker?
Mm. Why, what's that?
What do you mean, what's that? Whoa.
Well, like, I'd flick off it just after now.
You do not?
Wrong. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'll go on, watch Kilroy. Go on, what's...
Peter!
Well, what's car park catchphrase?
With Roy Walker!
Wait, is it...
We've only been doing it for 6 years!
Oh, no, I've never heard that. Of course I know what it is. Got Alid.
Awkward.
Yeah, okay. One show. That's awkward, son. That's awkward. Yeah. Nothing's on, nothing's on, there's nothing on.
You know everyone's going to sing that tonight.
Everyone should sing that. There's nothing on. Da, 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 da. I'm not telling you what I sing for you being framed. Oh, it's filthy. It's filthy.
Tonight, 8 o'clock on ITV, is the Brits 2010, hosted by Mr. Peter Kay. Have you done a wacky video intro? Have you done anything like that?
Nothing. Just walk nothing. Out? I saw Arden Corden last year, and that put fear of God in me. walking straight on and getting on with it now.
Have you chosen your entrance music? Have you done
anything? Yeah, British
out?
Grenadiers.
Really? That's nice. And
I wanted Tales Unexpected, but they couldn't clear it.
Give over.
Apparently. No. Go on.
We've got it. We're going to break
Could have had one show. Should have had that on. Nothing's on, there's nothing on, just Emmerdale, but nothing's on.
The Brits with Peter Kay. And then you have this.
What's this?
This is what they have at the beginning of the show.
Oh, they do, yeah. That's the bed.
But listen to this one.
How was your cab ride?
All the versions.
How was your cab ride? Ring Christine on 079-484-3628. Text her.
And then it says, this is the other bit of the end. He goes, thanks very much for joining us, Peter Kay. Yeah, tomorrow I've got Nelson Mandela and Timmy Maladon. See you then. He's got his coat on already.
Let me have a look at that mallet. Let me have a look. Timmy, sing Whack-A-Day. Sing Whack-A-Day. Do that. That kept me going in prison.
Where's Nelson Mandela
kept me,
from?
Kept me going in prison, Timmy.
That's from Swansea.
Every morning, we're wide awake. That kept me going in the cell. That we're wide awake. It's a pleasure to meet you, Timmy.
I have no idea anymore. I don't know if I'm nervous or not anymore.
He's Nelson Mandela and Timmy Ball at the Woodshed. You know,
have you not seen Invictus? I thought that Rakovsa.
Give us a wave for the Brits tonight.
I've got Avatar. I've got Avatar on knockoff if you're interested. All aliens are green. Or Abattoir, as my nan calls it.
Abattoir.
Yeah, that Abattoir.
You don't want to watch that in 3D, do you?
Have you ever seen anything called that Abattoir? It's up for best film.
Tonight I'll be watching. I'm having my Brits party at home tonight.
Yeah.
Me and Sophie.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Have a good night tonight. You'll enjoy yourself. Well, no,
it'll be brilliant.
You
know. Thanks for having me on. I've had a great good laugh.
Ooh, we've got to get you in the mood for tonight.
Yeah, well, Muppet Drag. I've got to sit for 6 hours now.
We'll text you later.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, lovely. Thank you.
Text you every 20 minutes to relieve the boredom.
No, oh, enjoy.
Pete, what are you
that.
Doing now, Peter?
Going
watching Jay Z soundcheck. Half an hour later. What are you doing now, Peter?
No, Jason Zed.
Jason Z.
Young
sorry.
Jason Zed.
It's a big lineup tonight. All the stars are there. Jason Zed, Alicia Keys, Lady Gaga, Florence the Machine. Cassabian, Lily Allen,
Ronnie Corbett, Bruce Forsyth, Jimmy Tabuk,
Cheryl Coley, Dizzy Rascal, DFS, and
Sale Must End Monday,
and Robbie Williams,
Friendly Recliners, Corner Leather Sofas, Leather Corner Sofas, whatever it is, I can't remember.
And I don't want to end it on a sad note, but once again, what was the name of your friend who recently got fired from his job on the Fun Fair?
His name?
Yeah.
I never disclosed his name, but he's doing it for Fun Fair dismissal.
There you go. One more time, ladies and gentlemen.
God bless you, Britain. See you in the spring. You've been watching.
In order of appearance.
In order of appearance. Good night, God bless Britain. I love you very much. You're a fantastic nation.
Yeah, all right, get off.